Yes, you had to know the anatomy of the foot, which you can't do it without the anatomy. And then the conformation of the horse and his gait when he walks. You look at that and then decide what you put on him. But in the army, there was a bit of a basic. You had to shoe army style, which was a bit different than you would normally if you were in private life.
How was it different?
Well, they said you will shoe this style, if you know, in plain stamped shoes on and whatnot, because they were doing road work all the time, riding horses. There's so many different ways of shoeing a horse. And then you go to the therapeutic shoes. If you've got something wrong with him, you put bar shoes on him, or if he's base narrow and brushing behind when he walks, he cuts his other fetlock. Not always at the walks, when it's at the trot, and especially when there's a rider on them. Got weight on the back, and then the conformation goes a different, so you have to make special shoes for them and whatever.
And so you were taught all this at Melton?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I went on then to take my B2.
So what was in the B2 then?
Oh, that was the surgical shoes, the therapeutic shoes, as we call them nowadays. And you had to put the trade test, you had to put them on the feet. And then I went on and I had my B1 within, I forgot the days now, within 2 years, less than 2 years. It's never been done before.